President Trump spent a good part of last week touting his campaign pledge to spend $1 trillion to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. But other than talking generally about public-private partnerships for those investments, privatizing air traffic control and dismantling regulations that can delay construction, the White House has yet to put forward a detailed plan. Washington Post reporter Mike DeBonis is covering the issue, joins me now from Washington. Infrastructure takes a long time to build and a long time to plan. So what's at stake here?
As you mentioned, you know, these projects are in the pipeline for years, in some cases a decade or more. And what's at stake is a certainty about a path forward. And the longer there is uncertainty, the harder it is to plan these projects. And what we've seen in a lot of cases is that the Trump administration has created more uncertainty. We're particularly seeing this in the realm of public transit, but there's also road projects, port projects, things like that, where they've made moves, particularly in their budget, that have a lot of people scratching their heads.
So give me an example. I mean, give me an example of a city or municipality that's been working on something or thinking about building something, waiting for the funds.
Sure. We have example or transit projects. There's a Federal Transit Administration program that typically spends $4 or $5 billion a year building transit projects across the country. These aren't just big cities and Democratic states. A lot of these are in red states, places like Arizona, Indiana, North Carolina. They've been in a process over a course of months and years, expecting to get a federal contribution to these projects. The Trump budget that was released proposes zeroing out one of these transit accounts. That would halt some of these projects in their tracks. At the very least, it would force localities to come up with tens of millions more dollars that they weren't expecting to.
And so what's the likelihood of something like this, let's say a plan is put forth, gets through Congress, because members of Congress are very proud about what sort of dollars they can get into their communities. Oftentimes, states are the ones that actually own the infrastructure on the ground.
Well, obviously, the Congress ultimately spends the money. And there is buy-in, by and large, among local representatives in places where these projects are happening. That said, you have a major faction of the Republican Party that wants to reduce discretionary non-defense spending to really low levels. And this politically and for many of them on principle is a good place to find cuts. Politically, these are, by and large, there's the perception that these are projects that are going to benefit Democrats. They're typically in, even when they're in red states, they're in Democratic pockets in big cities. Policy-wise, there's a feeling among deficit hawks in the Republican Party that, simply speaking, that projects like this should be funded locally, that the federal government shouldn't have a role, that these are not projects of national import. Mm-hmm. So, you're right to say that ultimately Congress is going to have a say, and they're probably not going to zero out these projects entirely, but there is going to be a huge amount of pressure on projects like this to, sort of be on the chopping block.
All right. The Washington Post's Mike DeBonis. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Hari.